choir nurse is on the night shift eating breakfast in the Oklahoma City stockyards. In a moment, we'll take you to a place popular for breakfast and great steaks any time of the day. All at a restaurant, one with a roll of a dice. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. It's a story with roots over a century old.
But 1910, the first packing houses came to Oklahoma City, and this area was all kind of a boom town.
Dick Stubbs owns the Cattleman Steakhouse in the boom town called Stockyard City.
It got pretty big in the bootlegging business. There was bootlegging upstairs and restaurant downstairs. This went on up until 1945, whenever a couple of gamblers by the name of Percy and Gene Wade, and they won it in a dice game.
The number 33 is branded into the wall here, a reminder of the dice game that won the restaurant.
The hard six was what the number that Gene had to throw in order to win the restaurant. And when he threw it, then later on, they started raising their own cattle, and they started branding them with the 33.
The Wades raised most of the beef served. Stubbs bought Cattleman's in 1990. It's great steaks that bring locals and those from far away. In fact, over a quarter of the customers come from out of state. Cattleman's has won numerous awards for its steaks, and you can eat here almost any time of the day.
Most of our breakfast business is people that actually have hauled cattle in the mornings, and they come by here to eat when they're getting off work. We also have a new market that's developing. It's nurses that are getting off work at 6 in the morning and come here, because we're one of the few that can serve breakfast and beer at the same time.
Whether it's a great steak or beer for breakfast, the Cattleman Steakhouse carries on its century-old tradition of great food at the stockyards. Traveling the countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.